December 11, 2025. Today's reading from Discovery. Ministry Confirmation. Opening Prayer. Thank you, Father, that the truth and wisdom contained in your word are unchangeable. Your word shows me you also never change, that you are always loving me and providing for me. Read Acts chapter 11, verses 1 through 18. Peter explains his actions. The apostles and the believers throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him and said, "You went into the house of uncircumcised men and ate with them." Starting from the beginning, Peter told them the whole story. "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. I saw something like a large sheet being let down from heaven by its four corners, and it came down to where I was. I looked into it and saw four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, reptiles, and birds. Then I heard a voice telling me, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat.' I replied, 'Surely not, Lord. Nothing impure or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' The voice spoke from heaven a second time, 'Do not call anything impure that God has made clean.' This happened three times, and then it was all pulled up to heaven again. Right then, three men who had been sent to me from Caesarea stopped at the house where I was staying. The Spirit told me to have no hesitation about going with them. These six brothers also went with me, and we entered the man's house. He told us how he had seen an angel appear in his house and say, 'Send to Joppa for Simon, who is called Peter. He will bring you a message through which you and all your household will be saved.' As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit came on them as he had come on us at the beginning. Then I remembered what the Lord had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' So if God gave them the same gift he gave us who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to think that I could stand in God's way?" When they heard this, they had no further objections and praised God, saying, "So then, even to Gentiles, God has granted repentance that leads to life." Reflect. Take a moment to think about how God had worked to bring the good news to Cornelius. He had intervened with Cornelius and had to teach Peter a particular lesson. How did God bring the good news to you? When Peter returned to Jerusalem, he was called to explain his unacceptable behavior. The idea of Gentiles becoming part of God's people without first becoming Jewish was a hard truth to grasp. The concept of Jewish believers like Peter going into Gentile homes was even harder to comprehend. So Peter told them the whole story. The great confirmation of the story was the involvement of the Holy Spirit who had come on those Gentiles just as on the Jewish believers at the beginning. The Jewish believers could not argue with Peter's story, nor with Peter's closing point. Indeed, God's people were now being brought together since the Holy Spirit is given to all who believe, whatever their background. Even Gentiles were invited to repent and find life in Jesus. This was great and global news. Now there would be no limit on who could receive the great message. Apply. We may not say it out loud, but sometimes we might feel some people should not hear or would not accept God's good news. Imagine being with these believers and affirm again that the message of life is to be offered to all. Closing prayer. Lord Jesus, please give me your heart in seeking the lost to share the gospel. Show me any prejudice or fear I might have, and help me overcome them with your love.